burger sign.
That's awesome. And those hats.
Yeah. That's outstanding.
That was actually my costume last year, Halloween. Really? It was a Good Burger.
Good Burger?
Oh, it's awesome.
You were a burger in paradise this year.
And I was a burger and cheeseburger in paradise. Literally a cheeseburger in paradise, yes.
That's nice. A great outfit.
I was a stormtrooper last year, actually.
Stormtrooper.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah.
Like full-on stormtrooper?
Yeah, like it was a onesie with a mask. I still have the onesie, actually. I think it's at my mom's
house. Gotta keep that.
Oh, gotta keep the onesie.
I actually, when I bought it, last year, maybe 3 days before Halloween, I bought it with the intention of wearing it like multiple on a Saturday times. In March. Like, that was my intention. Like, I'm maybe just, you know, one day in April, you're just going to see a stormtrooper just walking around. That's going to be me.
Better than a clown walking around.
Better than a clown.
Exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
I'd feel safe. We should grill him with some Halloween questions, I think.
Well, since almost, we're on the subject. I think we're past it.
I mean, yeah, Halloween was yesterday. It's still relevant.
I don't know if it is or not.
You just had Halloween candy.
I think we
had
to jump to Thanksgiving now.
Already Thanksgiving?
I mean, yeah.
You can do both.
We could do both.
We'll ask one of Halloween, then we'll go to Thanksgiving.
All right, fine.
All right, go ahead.
Since we're already talking about costumes, we'll switch to candy. Your favorite Halloween candy, or just candy in general.
Ooh, favorite. Oh, all right. I don't know if you guys have ever tried them. They're actually at the Scoop, Lifesaver gummies.
Oh yes,
so good.
Yes,
delicious.
Though I think I've spent
hard to find, but good.
Yes, yeah. They have like a lot of flavors. Like they have so many flavors of them, but that is my favorite candy by far. I think since I discovered them, maybe 2 years ago, I've probably spent a good 3 digits.
But those Bulldog Bucks to good use, huh?
And real dollars. And then also there's Starburst gummies. Starburst gummies. Those are new. I saw those.
So much easier to eat than regular Starburst.
So much easier. So much easier on the teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get stuck in the gums.
Yeah. So that's easily my favorite candy. All
right. That's a first.
I think so.
I haven't thought about Lifesaver gummies in a long time.
Yeah.
Neither.
Well, try.
We've been getting chocolate for those kind of questions.
Really?
The last 3 weeks. And then Noah Carroll.
Candy corn.
Candy corn, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really traditional and old school.
Yeah. I'm not a big candy corn guy.
Me either, no.
I mean, I can eat it not all the time. Like, I'll eat, like, 3 pieces. Yeah, at a time. Pieces. Yeah, but, like, I can't, like, you know, that big bowl of candy corn. No, I can't just sit there just... No.
It's more of a guessing how much is in there than actually eating it.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So let's jump to Thanksgiving now.
Okay.
One piece of a Thanksgiving meal that you can't live without, that has to be a part of it.
The desserts. The pies.
Okay.
Easily. But if you want to go actual meal, I'm going to say, that's so tough. Everything is fantastic. I'll probably go with stuffing and cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, is there any Thompson family uniqueness to your Thanksgiving? Is there any sort of dish or whatnot that your mom cooks up, that your dad cooks up?
I know that before, you know, we all kind of spread out. My dad actually used to make dumplings the way his mom used to make them. My dad actually was the only person who would eat white meat.
Okay.
He would only, like, he was the only one that would eat white meat turkey. So, like, we would always...
He's winning at that.
Yeah, yeah.
So we would normally, like, you know, we would normally get dark meat because, you know, my mom, my sister, my brother, you know, we would all eat dark meat. But, yeah, my dad, like, he would, like, specifically buy white meat turkey. And I don't know, that to me was, like, the most selfish thing. No, I'm kidding.
How dare you?
Early morning dinner and leftovers later, or do you guys do later in the afternoon?
Yeah, it's more of a... We usually plan to eat so that way when we finish, the games are kicking off.
Okay.
So that way, you know, we sit in front of the TV. You know, if you want to eat dessert right then and there, you can. If you want to wait an hour, you can, but as long as you're in front of the TV, that's really the only thing that's important because, you know, Thanksgiving football.
Favorite dessert? that you mentioned that you like dessert a lot. Is it the pumpkin pie, apple pie, pecan pie?
Oh, wow. I'm going to say...
Gelatin? I don't know who likes gelatin.
I'm going to say... That's so tough. I'm going to go with pumpkin, I guess. Like, okay. I'm a bigger fan of apple pie, but I can't eat it as much. Like, I'll start to, like, I don't know, the taste will start to wear off.
Gotcha.
But I will literally, like, I could eat pumpkin pie with a spoon, if that makes sense.
Gotcha.
Like, I will just put the whole thing right there and just.
Yep.
One pie's for Kenan.
Exactly.
An entire pie.
Exactly. A whole one.
Not even a personal pie, just
the whole size. The whole one.
Should I bring this there? This is egregious. The text we just got.
Okay.
Luke Anderson.
Formerly of Bryan University.
Formerly of Bryan University, our former video guy.
Ate a bag of candy corn in 3 days.
An entire bag.
He said that us not liking it is egregious.
That's what he said. That is just, that is absurd.
I think that.
That's a lot of candy corn.
I think that's more impressive.
Yeah.
Like, I can't really, like.
I can't fathom doing that.
I can't be mad at him saying it's egregious. I mean, even though, like, I disagree with that statement, the fact that you ate a whole bag in 3 days, I can't.
It's impressive.
It's impressive.
You have to respect it a little bit.
Exactly.
It's wild.
Exactly. Like,
to keep going. There has to be a point in there where you're like,
after the first day, I don't know how many you had on the first day. You could have had, like, 10 or 15.
Yeah,
and
but,
they
like,
just
I can't do this anymore.
It's all a mind state. It's a mind state.
Yeah.
He was only as full as he thought he was.
You know? Exactly. That could have been all he ate, too. Who knows?
So, Kenan, senior day on Saturday, noon kickoff. You excited?
I am. I'm very excited. I mean, we didn't have a lot of home games, so I'm treasuring all of them, cherishing all of them. You know, all of them are equally as important, but, you know, this one, it hits more to home, I guess you could say. It's the last time I'm going to be playing at Bulldog Stadium, so.
Love that. Well, come out and watch Kenan on Saturday. Noon kickoff. The ceremony starts at 11:45. So, Kenan, good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks. Y'all have a nice day.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Kenan.
That was Kenan Thompson, wideout number 81 on football team. See, departs us now. Electric stuff there. We'll be joined very shortly. Take a really brief break and then be joined by junior forward on men's basketball team, Gus Riley. You're listening to The Kennel with Pat and the Cat on WJMF. 88.7 HD2 and on bit.do/WJMF radio.
Song to come back to.
Incredible song to come back to. I mean, I'm speechless. I'm only speechless because I was Jordan Belfort on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Like the boat scene, Jordan Belfort, the white polo, sunglasses. I had a stack of penny stocks.
I've never heard of this guy.
You saw Wolf of Wall Street, correct?
Yeah. That's the Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah, Jordan Belfort.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll pull it up for you right now.
Okay.
If we had a simulcast, we'd pull it up on the screen, but we don't have that
we're
right now.
We're not there yet. We're only on episode four.
Only
Pat.
Episode four. Anyway, we're now joined by junior forward on men's basketball team, Gus Riley, in studio. Gus, welcome.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
I had to admit that the Gus's first year, I said he was from Australia first, and I messed up. I thought he was.
New Zealand, Australia.
And I've always felt ashamed about doing that to Gus. I apologize for that.
Our companion, now former companion, I guess, in Cube City, Carla Joel, would not be happy about that, confusing those.
The New Zealanders. What's it like being from New Zealand, Gus?
It's cool, man. Love it. New Zealand, the best country in the world.
Is there a part that you're, like, where would you describe you're from in New Zealand? Is it, like, a vacation area? Is it more?
Yeah, so it's quite touristy. We come from, like, a small little city. Well, I don't know if you'd call it a city, but it's, like, 45,000 people. So it's probably more of a town in U.S. standards. But, yeah, it's, like, a touristy spot.
How intrigued are people in America by your accent?
Pretty, yeah. The problem is everyone thinks I'm Australian, so, I mean, it takes a little bit of explanation to try and tell them the difference, but they understand after a while.
Is there a difference in the dialect that you can tell Australian and New Zealand?
Yeah, there's a little bit, but, I mean, you kind of got to be, like, skilled to understand it. So I would say fish, but an Australian would say fish. So, the I's and the U's are kind of swapped, and just little things, but, I mean, apart from that, it's basically the same.
Favorite sport that New Zealand competes in that's not basketball?
Rugby.
Has to be rugby.
Got to be rugby.
Did you ever try it?
Yeah, I played until I was 15.
Okay.
So, yeah, I used to love it. But
I don't get the sport of rugby. I try watching it. I just don't understand it.
It's crazy. I mean, you have to be just a little mental to play rugby. It's more physical than football, I think, and you're not wearing any pads or helmets.
Yeah, that's basically.
What was your role as a 6'8" guy?
I was one of the big guys, so yeah, hit people was basically it, and then
Is that something where when you're born in New Zealand and all of a sudden now like you just grow up watching rugby and it kind of it's a part of it?
Yeah, it's basically like a religion back in New Zealand. Like everybody in the whole country watches every game, and you know if we lose, it's people are calling for coaches' jobs and all kinds of stuff. So it's pretty serious.
Now, there's a club team here on campus.
Yeah.
If you were not playing basketball, would you be on the club team?
I think I would. Me and Bosco Costa are considering trying to play once we finished our senior years. So that might happen. Might not. But we'll see what happens.
Could you imagine?
Bosco has to be an absolute animal on the rugby pitch.
Yeah.
Has to be. But just like seeing that, the visual of a 6'8" guy and a 6'7" guy playing rugby.
Well, I remember you guys used to go out when Corey Maynard was here. Were you here for a year, Corey?
No, I wasn't here. He was the year before me.
Yeah, they would go out. I would see them regularly out playing, just fooling around with the rugby ball out in the fields.
Yeah.
So certainly, I guess, something you guys can't give up.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty big deal back home, so it's kind of hard to transition out of it.
What is a rugby match like compared to, for some who know, maybe a European soccer game type thing or a baseball game or a football game? What's it like?
So the national team atmosphere. Games, pretty crazy. Normally, like at the biggest stadium in New Zealand, we have 55,000 people, and they sell that out whenever they play there. So it gets pretty crazy. Probably not as passionate as, say, like a European soccer crowd, but definitely pretty intense.
Nice. I have a cousin that plays rugby at Ursinus College in Pennsylvania, so she's kind of taught me some rules and concepts and whatnot. It's challenging. It's not just all physical. You have to have some kind of skill. Like tossing the ball itself, there's like a certain method in what you almost have to spin it. It's challenging.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty impressive. The guy on the Patriots competed for the United States rugby team in the Olympics this year. That's pretty awesome.
I mean,
who won that? Who was the rugby champion this year?
I'm pretty sure it was Fiji.
Fiji?
Yeah.
Did that upset you?
Yeah.
What's New Zealand's biggest rival? Is it
Australia?
Australia,
sure. Yeah.
Is that just across the board?
Yeah, for everything. We